Oh no, not another magic ramble cast on Serpo. Shy Hulud, save us. Oh, this is magic on AboveTopSecret.com. Coming to you via the Member Podcast Network, Extraterrestrials, and Science Feed. I'm just going to babble on, you know. Oh, how Babylon has fallen, the mighty Babylon. Oh, this story is just too much fun. You know, both the tragedy and the glory of a story like this is how it takes on a life of its own. And, you know, this to me, in a way, is it's kind of like a microcosm of what the UFO community is like. Because if you look at the UFO community, for example, you know, we're talking here. By the way, I'm telling stories out of school about what we're saying in the Rats Forum. And and I noticed one of our members here, Sandman658. Hey, shout out, Sandman, if you're hearing this. Hey, you can listen to podcasts for free, man. No cost or obligation. Just listen away. All it costs is time out of your life that you can't get back. But yes, I'm telling stories out of school. What's going on in the Rats Forum? Well, one of the things that's come up is, you know, Bill's going to be speaking. And, oh my God, I don't want to get, you know. I do not think that it is good to stalk Bill Ryan, okay? So that is not what I'm suggesting here. But he is going to be at a conference down at the end of the month in Laughlin, Nevada, and I live in Nevada, and I'm actually thinking of going down there. I think I'd like to meet Bill. I think that'd be a lot of fun, you know? But at the same time, I kind of prefer to remain the anonymous, or I should say pseudonymous magic, you know? I kind of like not people not knowing me, or, you know, I'm kind of paranoid about putting pictures of myself on the internet and stuff like that. I don't want people to know my real identity. I like being nobody. There's a lot of liberty in being nobody, you know, it's a good thing. But anyway, so that's one thing that's getting discussed is, you know, how can we, you know, maybe encourage Bill to engage us in further discussion, you know, but again, yeah, I don't know if that, I'm just saying that would be kind of fun just to get to meet him. After all, if nothing else, he's a celebrity just because of all the attention for Serpo. And there's this whole UFO conference, but let's look at that UFO conference. You know, you can spend quite a lot of money down there. And what is it really all about? And, you know, not to knock the conference, but just from my perspective as a UFO community outsider, it seems like looking at the schedule and, you know, this thing going on down there, it looks like it's all about the UFO community to me. You know? It's one of the reasons why I'm like, yeah, I can afford to go to those kinds of conferences, no problem. But why? You know, do I really need to know these people's names? Do I really need to know who's doing what in the UFO community? How about the UFOs? You know? It seems to me like that's not where all the attention's really placed. Now, you know, forgive me if I'm being mistaken here. That's just my impression as a UFO outsider. But seriously, when does it start becoming about the UFOs and stop being about each other? And, you know, who's a big name in the UFO community and who isn't? And who's a hoaxer and who's not? You know, and who's been discredited and who's not? And, oh, come on, you know? Yeah, and I think it's so ironic that people are supposedly, you know, they're supposedly looking for the truth that's out there, spend so much time looking at each other. I mean, I don't know, maybe there's a lesson to be learned there. And then, you know, there's this whole thing with board wars, you know, and Lucy Anarchy has this board over at Pro Boards, and, you know, I went over there and posted. And by the way, Lucy, you know, Lucy Anarchy got banned for boardvertising, if I understand correctly. That seems to be what was going on. I see these posts in the thread, it's like, Don't. And the admins actually put a censor on that site. They just said, you know, enough. So apparently there was this deal where Lucy Anarchy was trying to keep posting this link to this other board, which is against the terms and conditions, Lucy. I'm just telling you, it's against, you agree as a member not to do that. And so you broke the agreement. So, you know, I'm sorry to see you get banned. And, you know, if you're IP banned, you might be IP banned at this point. If you want to come back, you might want to send the staff an email. And if you promise not to do it, they might let you back on. But seriously, it's just not good form to go antagonizing the staff that way, especially when you're doing something that you promised you wouldn't do. Just saying. But I went over there and, you know, Bill's actually posting over there. So now I have another forum that Bill's jumped over to. And Bill, you know, I know that Bill knows that, knows what that signifies. That's, you know, it's sending a message to do that. And complaining on another forum about ATS when you can complain all you want about ATS on ATS. Hey, you know, if you come on ATS and you just want to complain about ATS, there's a forum where you can do that. It's called the Rant Forum on BelowTopSecret.com. You can rant on pretty much everything as long as you just, you know, the terms and conditions, keep it within reason. But you can seriously blow some steam off on ATS right here on ATS if you want. So, you know, that charge that, you know, these charges that are being made against ATS don't hold water. And I'd like to point out that, yeah, the staff does what the staff will do, and the staff at ATS is not perfect. They make mistakes. We see evidence of this all the time. But you know what? By and large, and again, the overwhelming preponderance of the evidence I see is that the staff of ATS is what they represent themselves as being, and that they really are interested in just running the site as best they can and giving us a forum in which we can deny ignorance. There's no sinister agenda behind that. You know, people, oh, they're trying to make all this money off of, you know, ad revenues and stuff like that. I hope so, but you know what? You look at how much bandwidth this site consumes. I'd be surprised. I'm hoping, you know, just for sustainability, that they do get some kind of profit off this. But seriously, if you look at what these guys actually do on this, you know, this is not their day job. I think you'll find that money is not the reason for this. There are much better ways to make money than running ATS. Hey, I'm retired. I know about that. Okay. If you want to make money, sure, maybe you could go the ATS route, but you're doing it because you like this kind of work. But getting back to this whole thing. So anyway, you know, I'm looking at all this, you know, stuff about ATS and people making all these assumptions about the motives of the staff of ATS and making all kinds of unfair claims about the ATS community. And I'm a member of the ATS community. So when someone says, oh, those people over on ATS, well, hey, you're talking about me, and if you want to talk about me, that's fine, but you know what? At least have the cojones to come to ATS and talk to me in person. I'm right here. I'm listening. If I don't catch a post and you want me to see it, send me a U2U and call my attention to it. But this business of running around elsewhere on the internet and spreading rumors, false rumors and stuff like that, that's not something that someone who actually cares about the truth would do. And in the case of Bill Ryan posting over there and posting his complaints, I've read the complaints, and I think Bill has some reasonable points there. My counter argument for Bill, though, is that none of the things that I've seen him complaining about is something that the ATS staff has not openly and publicly expressed a willingness to work with him on. So, you know, Bill's claim that ATS is you know, out of control, something like that. No, these are all things the staff has stated publicly that they are willing to work with him to resolve, meaning that either they're lying or Bill's not willing to work it out with them. And if Bill's not willing to work it out with ATS after having spent so much time promoting and discussing SERP on ATS, you're damn right that's suspect. So Bill, again, the ball's in your court. There is no requirement that you run away from AboveTopSecret.com. All I want, and as far as I know, all anyone else on AboveTopSecret.com wants about Project SERPO is the truth. And if you are going to make a unilateral decision to withhold the truth from us, your action in doing so will speak much more loudly than anything anyone says on AboveTopSecret.com. And again, my assumption, my working assumption at this point, until it's proven wrong, is that Bill Ryan is sincere and really wants to get the word out about Project SERPO. And you know what? I can see that. I can still see that Bill is just being sincere and is put off by some things, which is why I think it's so important for us to try and get past the misunderstandings that naturally develop around these kinds of stories. And get over them, get over the ego trips, get over all the little snits and ruffled feathers and everything like that, and get on with the business of finding the truth. And yeah, I'm going to keep harping on that because you know what? There is no other agenda that is more important than finding out the truth. And I want the truth about Project SERPO. And I'm going to keep looking for it. And I urge you to as well, friends. Be well.